2. Talks and questions. Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following conversation. Dr. Johnson, thank you for agreeing to this interview for the Daily Campus News. Can you tell us about what you and your colleagues discuss at the annual Astronomy Society meeting last month?
Yes. For the first time ever, the scientific community has established the existence of planets outside our own solar system. Of course, we knew that certain distant stars existed, but only recently did we learn that several of them are orbited by their own planets.
Why did it take so long to locate these planets?
You have to understand that they are a billion times dimmer than their parent stars. It would be like trying to see the light of a candle next to a huge explosion. We don't currently have a telescope that can be used to see them.
But if the astronomers didn't see the planets through a telescope, how did they find them?
By a very indirect method. The astronomers measured subtle distortions in the frequency of light from the parent stars and observed that some of the stars seemed to rock back and forth. They determined that this was caused by gravitational pull from orbiting planets.
There is a powerful new telescope being built in Arizona. Will that help them see these planets?
They should be able to see them at least in the form of small spots of light, and then the scientists will be able to break down and analyze this light. By doing this, they hope to learn about the chemical composition of these planets. Oxygen and ozone molecules, for example, would be telltale signs of life on these planets.
I'm looking forward to hearing more when the telescope is in operation, and I'm sure our readers will be interested too. Questions.
11. What is the purpose of this conversation?
12. What is the conversation mainly about?
13. How did the scientists establish the existence of the planets?
14. According to the professor, what might the scientists learn about the planets by using the new telescope?
Questions 15 to 18 are based on the following talk.
I'm Frank. I'm having some trouble with chemistry this year. It's hard. The teacher acts like we're so smart that we ought to have no trouble learning it. I find the textbook confusing, and then I get discouraged. I can't make sense of what the teacher is saying in class. Well, some of us got together and formed a study group. It seems to work okay most of the time. We compare notes and then go over the discussion questions in each chapter. The only problem is that sometimes one of my friends will come to the study group unprepared. He'll forget his notes, or he won't have read the book beforehand. That really bothers me. I guess those guys who don't prepare are going to have a hard time on the final exam.
Questions. 15. Which of the following subjects is Frank having trouble with?
16. Which of the following statements is not true as regards Frank's difficulty with the subject?
17. What's the learning strategy Frank and his classmates are using?
18. Which of the following statements is not true according to Frank? Questions 19 to 22 are based on the following two talks. I'm Michael. I'm trying to learn this new computer program at school. It's kind of embarrassing. Most of the other kids have already picked it up, and I just can't get it. There's this software manual at school. I borrowed the book and took it home to read, but it didn't seem to help. There was simply too much information for me to remember. My problem is that I don't have enough time to sit down and learn it properly. I'm not sure what to do next.
I'm Sonia. I'm going to France next summer, so I want to learn as much French as I can. So I started taking a French class at the local community centre. Well, the great thing is, the class is free. The problem is, it's not very easy. Well, you see, it's supposed to be a beginning level class. No way. I'm telling you, most of the people in there, they already knew how to speak French when they started the class. They can say basic conversational phrases, and they know how to pronounce the words. I am a complete beginner. I did not know one word of French when I started this class. So I always feel lost, even from day one, I had no idea what was going on. Now, the teacher is nice, but he's not very good. He gets off the topic, and he'll get stuck on some tiny little point for like half an hour at a time. But you know, I really shouldn't complain, because after all, this class is free.
Questions. 19. What is Michael trying to learn?
20. Michael admits he has some problems. Which of the following is not one of the problems he mentions in his talk?
21. Why is Sonia starting to learn French?
22. Sonia mentions several problems with the French class she is attending. Which of the following is not one of these problems? Questions 23 to 30 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, Rosanna. Over here.
Hi, Mike. How are you? Been waiting long?
No, not at all. Have a seat.
Oh, it's great to see you.
Same here. So, how's the new apartment working out?
Good, good. I like it. The neighborhood, though, is...
Oh, what's the matter?
Well, there's a real graffiti problem. Some of the buildings down the street are covered with it, and it looks terrible.
I know what you mean. My neighborhood is the same way. I think we need to report people who are writing the graffiti to the police.
Yeah, that would really help, except I never see them doing it.
Well, other than that, how's the new neighborhood?
Well, I like all the stores. It's convenient for shopping. And it's pretty quiet at night. That's definitely a plus.
Sounds like you're pretty satisfied.
Yeah, I guess so. The only other problem is that it's impossible to find parking. I have to drive around the block 6 or 7 times to find a space. Usually I can find one, but sometimes I have to park really far away.
Well, is there any way you can rent space in a garage?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm thinking about doing just that. So how are things in your neck of the woods?
Well, there's a bit of a noise problem where I live. I live right down the street from a school. The bell rings every morning at 7:30. It's impossible to sleep in.
Oh, what a drag.
Yeah, and when the school lets out, the kids are really noisy. I mean, they're nice kids, just loud.
Well, I don't know what you could do about that situation.
Yeah, there's really nothing I can do, I guess. I just have to live with it. I don't know.
Excuse me, are you ready to order?
Could you give us a few more minutes? Thanks. I guess we'd better look at these menus first and talk later.
Yeah. So what's good here?
Well, I think the fish is pretty good. I've also tried the turkey club, which isn't bad.
Questions. 23. Where are Mike and Rosanna?
24. Rosanna mentions that her neighborhood has several features to recommend. Which of the following does Rosanna not mention?
25. According to the conversation, there is one real problem in both the woman's neighborhood and the man's. Which is that problem?
26. What does Mike suggest doing to prevent or solve this problem?
27. What's the other problem that Rosanna mentions about her neighborhood?
28. What's the problem with Mike's neighborhood?
29. Which of the following things causes the problem?
30. What can Mike do about that situation?
Part C. Listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation.
1. The Internet is used by millions of people, which means that it is becoming a good way for companies to advertise and sell products.
Two, you should try out different kinds of food. Within a few months, you will have acquired a taste for many of the regional specialities.
Three, if I had been able to predict the future 2 years ago, I could have made a fortune from my stock investments.
Four, We carry over 30 million passengers a year, and we fly to 41 destinations in 25 foreign countries.
Five. The next item on the agenda is the new Spanish sales organization. As you know, we're going to open the new sales office in March.
Two. Passage translation. One. Well, I have my own small business. I think all business owners, especially small business owners, have to be pretty creative. We have to do everything. I do the work, answer the phones, take care of the accounting. You know, there are so many potential problems, and there's no one else to turn to. I mean, I can't ask my boss for help. I am the boss. The hardest part is figuring out how to identify your customers. Who are they? Where are they? How can you get to them?
Two. I'm an interior designer, so what I do is go into people's homes and create a suitable environment for them. You know, my clients, they don't know what they want, so I have to look at their homes and decide what would look best. Not every idea works in every home. You have to match the appropriate idea with the right place. After I come up with an idea, I present it to my client. Sometimes they don't like my idea first. You have to start all over again. Sample Test 4. Part A. Spot Dictation. Let's face it. We all have some form of stress. Whether it's due to work, school reports, family, or relationships, we could all use a break now and then. Yet in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, a lot of us can't find the time to just drop everything and take it easy. Well, what if someone told you that by just playing music from classical composers like Mozart, Strauss, or Vivaldi, you might find your job a little easier, and that you might even be able to relax? This has actually been found to be true. Listening to classical music has proven to be beneficial to learning and mind relaxation. It can also reduce our levels of stress. Various studies of children have shown that those who receive music education or play a musical instrument often have increased academic skills. Don Campbell, author of The Mozart Effect, has dedicated himself to studying the effects of music on the mind and body. He counsels students that classical music playing in the background can help them concentrate for longer periods of time and memorize material more easily. He feels that Mozart's music
has a balance that makes it especially beneficial. But Campbell doesn't stop with Mozart. He says that Bach can stimulate the mind, military marches can rev up the body, and religious music can help create a meditative mood. It's important to find what works best for your situation. So the next time you feel yourself overwhelmed with work and deadlines, or if you're just finding it difficult to concentrate, remember the power of music. Part B, Listening Comprehension. 1. Statements.
1. My friends thought I should have gotten rid of my old car years ago, but it turns well, and I've got quite attached to it.
2. You would like me to describe Professor Johnson's lectures? Well, I could never stay awake in one of his classes without first drinking at least 2 cups of coffee.
3. My telephone doesn't seem to be working, and I have lots of calls that I have to return this afternoon. Can I use yours?
4. Do you have any hot water in your dorm? Because we haven't had any for 3 days, and I hate cold showers.
5. I just found out at the registration that creative writing class is full. Now I have to wait a whole year to get in.
6. At the rate of its being used, the copier is not going to make it through the rest of the year, though it is supposed to be good for 5 years.
7. The style of your suit is fine, but you might want to reconsider the choice of color.
8. Jane has to give an oral presentation in history next week. She says that she's really nervous about speaking in front of everyone.
9. Who told you that I'm thinking about moving back into the dorm next semester? I'd never give up my apartment.
10. I overslept this morning, so I ran out of the house without listening to the forecast. That's why I'm only wearing a jacket.
2. Talks and conversations. Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following conversation.
Is this table on the corner okay?
Sure, we can sit here.
Gee, you've hardly got anything on your tray.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not that hungry.
What's the matter? Aren't you feeling well?
Well, I've been really feeling worried. It's my car. It's in the shop again.
Really? What's wrong this time?
I don't know exactly. Something's wrong with the brakes, I think.
Well, at least that shouldn't cost you much to fix. Parts are cheaper for all the American cars like yours. Did the mechanic say how much it would cost?
He said he would call me with an estimate later on today.
Watch out he doesn't try to take advantage of you.
What do you mean?
Well, some car mechanics, if they think that someone doesn't know much about cars, they might try to overcharge that person.
Maybe so, but I trust this guy. He was recommended by one of my neighbors. He has done some work for me in the past, and his prices seem to be reasonable.
Oh, that's good to know. Maybe I'll try using him in the future. By the way, do you need a ride home after class today?
Oh, I'll sure appreciate it. It's really tough getting around without a car when you live off campus.
Questions. 11. What does the woman imply about her car?
12. What does the man say about the woman's car?
13. What does the woman say about the mechanic?
14. What does the man offer to do? That's the end of the tape.